If we handle it wrongly, Patmos can be a time when we endlessly berate ourselves. If only I hadn't done this. If only the other thing hadn't happened, then this would never have happened. And we get locked into the past. Just imagine if you're walking along, looking over your shoulder the whole time. At the very best, it'll slow you down and give you a stiff neck. At worst, you'll end up bumping into lampposts. Now, it isn't always easy to know when something is a genuine distraction that needs to be resisted, as opposed to one of God's significant interruptions. When Jesus set out to respond to Jairus' impassioned appeal to come and heal his dying daughter, a woman who had suffered bleeding for 12 years thrust herself forward and touched the edge of his cloak. If Jesus was anything like us, he might have been inclined to think, "Well, she's had that condition for 12 years, can't he wait a few hours? I'm on an important mission." But he dealt with the interruption with compassion, and as we all know, healed the woman and then raised the little girl from the dead. May the Lord help us to know whether we are in a Patmos situation that we need to pray ourselves out of, or whether this is actually God coming in disguise. Don't dwell too long on questions that you just simply can't get answers for. Don't allow house swum for the but what ifs and the if onlys, because those dreary refrains can just take over the depths of our heart. It's a matter of taking every thought captive. Father, as a deliberate act of the will, help us to turn away from pointless inner dialogues that you and we both know from much experience will lead us nowhere. Help us to catch ourselves whenever we find ourselves rehearsing conversations in our heads with the people who've been the cause of our grief, or with people who we really want to influence for that matter either. Lead us on from where we are, reweaving threads so skillfully that when we look back on them we can say, "There truly is no second best in your kingdom. You've done all things well." Thank you that 99% of our life and far more still lies ahead of us in eternity, that one plus you is still a majority, and that you're still planning and shaping the future for us. Things aren't working out as we'd hoped for, it's vital not to twist events and manipulate people to get our own way. Real evil is done and havoc is caused when we do this. And it's as foolish and as wrong as when car thieves weld bits of two busted cars together. Apart from being illegal, there are always marks left at the join which weaken the whole structure. But when the Lord joins two broken but humble people together for his own purposes, now that's powerful.
In all this, what the enemy is doing is trying to target our trust levels and make us reluctant to go forward. Whereas the Lord is wanting to strengthen us in the darkness, to help us throw off the dark thoughts that assail us, and to trust him at the very deepest level.